From weather to tariffs, there's a lot of factors that are going to weigh in and continue to weigh in what we're seeing in this market trade. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Sean Hackett's joining us today with Hackett Financial Advisors, and we are now into the month of May, and we've had those April showers for some. Continuing into this early part, Sean, looking at the rain, looking who hasn't had rain, how are you seeing the weather and the planting affecting our market trade?
Right now, I mean, the market has taken the idea that some of the dry areas have gotten some rains and some of the areas that had excessive rains have dried out a little. And I think for now, they're thinking that's a positive. We're seeing planting pace a little bit ahead of normalcy. But if we look over the horizon, if we go into maybe mid-May to late May, a lot of the weather models are showing the potential for some frost risks. We just had a near miss here in Russia, Ukraine the last couple of days, a soft frost, but was within a degree or two of being a hard frost. And I do think some dry weather is going to be coming back into the mix here in mid, late May. And so that might start to be a greater factor in trying to project future production for U.S. and maybe de-emphasizing the headline that we've been hearing daily about tariff wars and trade skirmishes and that sort of thing.
So is the Trump administration maybe softening a bit and workings happening with China more than what we're hearing in the media?
Well, there's no doubt there's a softening. I think when the stock market was in crash mode and the bond market was in crash mode, and now we're seeing some of the most negative consumer sentiment figures since really the 2008-09 financial crisis, I think that really took the Trump administration, and set them into a softening mode. That maybe we went a little bit too fast, a little bit too far, and we need to kind of roll this back a little bit. And that is happening, and we are seeing that happen. And even word out last night is that that we've reached out to China, and we might actually be speaking about de-escalation and maybe, you know, having a meeting between Xi and President Trump in maybe coming up with a Trump deal too, or, you know, some kind of a trade agreement too. So all that to me is suggesting that we might be de-emphasizing trade war as a mechanism for pricing agriculture and grains. And we might moving towards our more traditional measures of currency, economy, and weather to focus on price discovery from here on out.
So earlier this week, we heard that India might be the first one to put the ink to the paper. Was that idle chatter, or is there some substance to those talks?
I think that there is. I think there's no question we have been talking to them. I do believe that we have a decent relationship with India, always have had a decent relationship. And I think there's a lot of, if you listen to Treasury Secretary Bessent, you know, he's indicated that there's numerous trade deal negotiations going on with various countries, India being one of them. It might be that India breaks the ice to create the first trade deal that then leads to other countries quickly coming in and doing the same. So I think it's a good sign that we might be getting to the leading edge of what these trade deals will look like and how this could improve and create fair trade.
All right. Thanks so much. Sean Hackett joining us today. He's with Hackett Financial Advisors. I'm Susan Littlefield. This is the American Ag Network.